Good morning, Monday morning. I have Rob and Marvin in the car. These boys, you guys played some NHL hockey. No big deal. But anyway, they're worried about how we're going to bring this to the public limelight. And you're going to, you have Veda Sport, right? You guys do medical cannabis stuff? And THC, what is it?
We represent Veda Sport, and we are a what's known as a CBD isolate product line.
Awesome.
And it's geared towards athletes, people who are worried about testing, and then also possibly drug interactions where what's known as a full spectrum product wouldn't be what you would want.
So the thing is like, this has powers to reduce inflammation, yeah? Is that a big thing with it?
Yeah, that's one of the biggest things it works with. When you think of, you know, what you do in sports, is a lot of it puts a lot of pressure on your interior. So inflammation is the result, right? So recovery is something that this actually helps a lot with, and it's not necessarily known yet.
And what is, what's basically the product line that you guys represent, and what's the delivery devices, the mechanism? Is it like a type of product? Is it a vaping product? Explain to me how it works.
Well, the industry itself is fairly familiar with the oils that everyone takes. They put the dropper under their tongue.
Right.
That's kind of standard. That's like the first iteration of this. But next, when we talk about people that need higher potencies or larger doses, they have to think about different delivery mechanisms.
Okay.
And when we talk about different delivery mechanisms, you have to understand that when you put an oil under your tongue, you still have to digest it. And most people that are using this are using it for anxiety, as we find, or you know, as a lot of people know or press knows about is epilepsy.
Yeah.
You need an instant dosage of that, and an oil is not going to do that for you. So we have a vape, which is fairly instant, very high bioavailability, and we have a spray as well, which is similar, where you would spray it on the inside of your cheek.
And how long have you guys been involved? How did you get involved? First of all, what's your background?
I played hockey for about 10 years.
Okay.
So physically, I feel much more than 35 as I am today.
Yeah.
So I need these.
You look 25.
Wow,
God bless you.
I was going
amazing.
The other way. See? I said, you're only.
Oh, I mean, it's my show. I have to be polite. Yeah, I'm the host. I mean, Jimmy Fallon's not, you know, making fun of every guest that shows up, right?
It's okay. I feel like I'm, you know, but I act like I'm way younger than I am. So that's okay. Makes up for it. But no, this is something that I need in my daily life in order to enjoy my life, to not focus on the pain of things, to not focus on the anxiety of things, to focus more on the actual day-to-day fun.
And so the company was founded when?
About almost 18 months ago now.
18 months ago, so it's a startup company. And how can people find you guys? I know you're on the gram, and that's what?
Yeah, we're at Veda ECN is our full spectrum line. And then we are at Veda_sport for our sport and CBD isolate line.
And how did you guys hook up? You've been buddies your whole life?
Or yeah, this through the product, actually. It's weird. I didn't know. I met Marv through, this sounds weird, through his wife. Just kidding. But she was with a different company. I was here in Pro Camp, and I ran into them. They came in to speak to the athletes.
Yep.
At that time, I just had kind of issues with anxiety and just post-concussion symptoms I had. And the product really hit home with me. So I jumped on board as an athlete just to be loud and proud, so to speak.
Yep.
And then I started hanging around Marvin and the company a little bit, and I seen how, you know, their view of, like Marvin mentioned, going global and helping everybody, having an impact on the population. Really jumped. I like that message a lot of helping everybody. And then I got involved in the company as far as financially investing. So here I am.
So Marvin, you actually were one of the founders originally, or
loosely? I mean, I was involved from the beginning just because, you know, I was able to give some input on the sports side of things. My wife's actually a co-founder, and she's, you know, on the board and
the
all
boss.
That. So yeah, she's
the
COO.
The
so
boss. She runs the show, yep. All of our shows. So
and what was your wife's background before?
She had she traveled the world with me, right? While I played domestically, and I was with the Montreal Canadiens organization and Hamilton, and then New York Rangers organization at Hartford, right? So that was all local, but then life brought us to Europe, where I played for about 7 years throughout Europe. And at the same time, my wife had a remote job that whole time,
okay.
which is more common now, but at the time was a lot more difficult. So she basically ran the largest pain management clinic in Canada remotely.
Really?
Which is, you know, so she has a history in startups. She has a history in healthcare, and she's...
well, damn it. Why'd I get you guys? I should have her. She sounds like a real hustler. I just get the guys that play hockey, you know.
We're the B crew. She was booked, I guess.
Unbelievable. She must be doing Letterman or something, right?
Of course, that's not a thing anymore, but
who are you going to say?
No.
So guys, on a daily basis, is there like a remedy or a dosage that you recommend, or how does it work? Like, can someone just take it randomly based on how they feel, or I don't even know.
I mean, it's a really deep, you know, kind of conversation where, you know, you go all the way back to this should be in our diets.
Yeah.
You know, we're not supposed to take these as an oil under our tongue. We're not supposed to vape these. That's what we're doing to make up for the lack of it in the actual food chain throughout the years. So, but you need this every day. This needs to be in every single animal on this planet's diet. You know, they discovered the endocannabinoid system in all breathing animals. And that is a system just as important as every other system in your body. It's actually the thermostat for the body. So, you know, consider your house without a thermostat's a pretty uncomfortable place.
Right.
So that's how your body's acting, right? So your thermostat's been broken since you were born.
So we're just supposed to eat hemp all the time.
Yeah, not that simple, right? But, you know, basically, right, you're supposed to, in order to kickstart your endocannabinoid system, you need to consume...
Is this a term that somebody just that smoked a lot of weed decided to make up?
It sounds it, doesn't it?
It sounds really much like that.
The deeper I get into it, the you know, I like to learn these things. So the endocannabinoid system, I mean, it's a mouthful. It's the buzzword.
It sounds like you know what you're talking about there. You sound like, damn, this dude knows a lot, right?
What is it? What is it, a what?
No, it's okay. You do it. You do it this time. No, you do it this time.
What?
Your turn.
You gotta get on the camera.
I didn't want to be on camera.
He wanted to repeat himself. He's got a mouth.
No, so this is just, this is something that everybody needs in their diet. It's gonna help with a lot of things. I take it for pain management, which if it wasn't for the pain management, then that leads to depression and anxiety and other things.
Donnell Rawlings, what's up, buddy? My man, that's Ashley Larry. You know Ashley Larry from the Chappelle Show? I'm rich, bitch.
I'm
rich, bitch.
I do.
I love that.
Mike, what's going on? Saying hi, guys. Okay, so, with the products, how's the product manufactured? Like, you guys are out of Naples, Florida, right?
Correct.
The whole company is based out of Naples?
No, the company is actually based out of Miami.
Okay.
You know, the bigger picture is more than just Veda. You know, we're trying to affect the global health kind of epidemic here, where, like I said, this needs to be in the population's daily diet, right? So that's important to us. You know, so locally, Florida is just the base of operations. We have quite a bit of operations on kind of a global level. As you know, sports kind of transcends everywhere, right? So, you know, our partnerships in sports, the things that we've done to try and make it, you know, to increase that knowledge base within sports is kind of our drive right now. And that's, you know, a guy plays here and then he goes to Europe, or, you know, then we're, that's a global reach right there.
And obviously there's tons of athletes, whether it's a high school, college, or pro level. I mean, that's a big range, but there's other uses that you guys have. I mean, you have, I was looking at your website, right? You have like a sport. So each line is different, or is that just the benefits based on how it works? Like, or is it all the same types of products?
Right, like so the Veda ECN product is where the science is proven. That's a full spectrum product. And that's what people should, so you need the minimum amount of THC in order to deliver the full product. That's the science is on that side.
Yeah.
But because there's companies like Comcast, and because pro sports have testing,
right,
you have to have an option for them as well, because they need these too. So that's where the sport comes in.
Okay.
And that's based off of WADA's testing, which they allow CBD, but no other cannabinoids. So THC, the things that get you high.
Okay.
And that's where our sport line is born.
That's why I'd like to come in and really have an impact in the sporting world, Marvin as well. But like, I played last year, and seeing what's going on.
Right.
Needs to be alternative solutions.
For sure, right?
There's stuff you do, and it's not to attack it and like really.
Because there's gotta be a lot of pain management.
I mean, you go,
getting
you
crushed up against the boards and punching the face. And
you don't, not all leagues are flying charter flights, right? Like, you know, you travel on a bus.
Absolutely.
These guys have a really tough gig. I mean, they travel a long way. Like, they get sleeper buses, but still, like...
I know.
If you bet on a sleeper bus, it's, yes, it's nice brutal. To lay down on a bus, but it's not like a, yeah. you know what I mean?
Well, so, some of the NHL teams travel commercial. I yeah, mean, yeah. up till recently, you know, a few of the bigger teams that you would be surprised would. So they demand a lot from their players.
Right.
But they're not giving them the right tools to continue this at that level. Right, you can't continue to compete at a level if you're not given the correct tools to stay at that level.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's a big problem.
And is there a huge difference between what I know about this stuff can fit in a thimble, but I'm trying to learn. So I want to learn all about it.
Yeah, that's
so,
everybody.
So the THC
yeah.
products are is a different line than you have the CBD products. Are you delivering CBD in a vape as well, or no, just the THC type product?
Yeah, so we don't currently have any actual THC products that would get you high.
Okay.
Okay, so the products that we have that have THC in them, it's below the legal amount.
Got it. So it's that, really not there. Yeah.
Right, so
you
like
still
I said,
consider it, a CBD it acts, type product.
Right, so it acts as a carrier in that case.
Okay.
There's no psychedelic to it,
okay.
But the efficiency of the product is heightened when you add THC to it.
It's okay. super beneficial. Right? They come with three different letters besides THC. As soon as you say THC, it gets really fuzzy, right? If you could say like this, if there's a different word that explain to you that you need that little amount in these CBD products, then you don't be other than THC. As soon as you say THC, you kind of like have to educate really deep.
Okay.
Anyway, sorry, Murph.
So then that brings me to another question. Do I need a medical marijuana license to take your products or no?
Well, that's the funny thing, right? So everybody's excited about medical marijuana.
Right.
But I think that the majority of the population is not going to care about medical marijuana. That is, you know, these high strains.
Unless you go out to Las Vegas and
well,
you want to
yeah,
have
I mean,
some good edibles.
It's a cocktail. Well, it's
right?
a cocktail, yeah. right? So these high potencies, high strains, they're you've peeled away a lot of the other cannabinoids that give health benefits,
mm-hmm.
and you're relying solely on THC.
Okay.
Right? And it's bred to heighten that amount of THC, so it's going to get you high. That's what THC does
right.
in those amounts. You know, that's the kind of the truth of it. So eventually, you know, the hemp industry will be much, much, much larger than the actual medical marijuana industry. But that's the sexy thing right now. Everybody wants to talk about that.
They do. And it just seems like I make vodka and rum and gin, and I, you know, my spirits brand is growing. It's all organic. I kid you not, there's not a day that goes by where someone's like, you need to make a CBD vodka, you know, like, I don't know. So is it like something that's like a buzzword, or is this just that really this stuff works? I mean, it's got to work. Like, everyone's into it now.
Brewing is a big thing. They're talking about alcohol in Canada. I have a lot of friends that played. We played hockey up there, so a lot of people in Canada are talking about that because it's now it's legal full, like all around, right? Recreational, medical.
In Canada, everything.
Canada.
Well, but you can't use. Yeah, so there's going to be rules. The regulations and all these things are to come because the FDA really hasn't stepped in yet.
Yeah. yeah.
So until it's an unscheduled product, then the FDA can step in and start doing regulating. And, you know, some of the rules, like you can't, for now, I believe, you can't add THC to an alcoholic beverage.
Right. Right.
right? So those areas are going to be better defined probably across a larger, you know, demographic, right?
Yep.
Right, you know, you have to be right.
Gotta say, that's not a great combo though, alcohol and THC. It's
yeah, I know, not
make any
right.
sense at all,
because like, they do two different things, correct?
Well, yeah, and it's just,
well, they're kind of counteractive, right?
Counteractive.
Yeah,
it just makes no sense.
Alcohol is more of a downer.
Full disclosure, I know we're live, but I've had the experience a few times where I had too many cocktails.
Really? I don't believe that. I'm shocked.
Left-handed cigarette. And I took the left-handed cigarette, and like 5 minutes later, I was over the bowl. Like,
call it dry.
Oh my God. It
really?
It changed everything, and it doesn't mix. So the talk and conversation, I think, is a bunch of hype. I don't maybe as someone that's had the experience, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't buy a drink that did that to me because it's horrible.
Because together, the mix is no good.
The place
no bueno.
Started spinning. Everything started spinning, and I had no control. I was over the bowl in 5 minutes. It was like, wow, I regret that. It's like Ron Burgundy walking down the street with the glass of milk, and he's like, ah, it's so damn hot.
Right.
That's how I felt.
Yeah.
I should have smoked
yeah,
that joint.
No, I think when you talk of the things that you can do to, say, a cocktail, right? You can take your typical cocktail, and instead of putting THC in it, you can have what's called the entourage effect. And if everybody in this industry knows or has experienced these products, they know it's a feeling that you kind of can't explain. You have to feel it. So when you add that to a cocktail, forget about the THC. Just now you're to a point where you're at this balance. And at the same time, these...
She says there's no sound. You guys can't hear us? How come?
red zone?
I don't know. Is there no sound, guys?
He can't hear you. I mic'd up.
Is it? Yeah, it's good, right? Okay, so maybe there was just no sound for a minute there. I don't know.
Oh, you can't hear me?
Maybe you probably have to talk louder in the back.
I got you.
Talk like you're in a sold-out game.
Yeah, right?
And you just scored.
Gotcha.
I saw one time you scored like 48 goals or something, 48 points or something. Yeah. What was it? This guy's got, he's the man, my gosh.
Yeah, I played junior in London. I had 145 points in a season.
I saw that. That was amazing.
Yeah, I was mad that year. I was pretty upset, so I was out to prove a point.
You did, apparently.
I did. I showed him. So you want a piece of me? Watch this. Bam. 145 points.
So, guys, on a daily basis, you are out there, what, selling online? Or you have storefronts? Or how do people get the product?
A lot of different ways. Advertising in this industry is difficult just because of where it's placed in things right now. So you have to do a lot of things organically. You have to, and at the same time, even better, because it's like that, the reviews have to be, they have to be honest, right? So typically there's so many products out there to choose from. You want to choose a product that has an honest opinion about it or an honest feel about it. Right, you don't want to, go into a situation where you're really not trusting it, but you want to get on the wave.
And you brought a vape pen, and this is a vape, like a CBD oil. Is that what this is?
This is a CBD product.
They're sexy little things, huh? Jeez, they look nice.
This is the wellness one.
This is the wellness one over there.
That's the
let's see.
Yeah, then I got this one.
This is what they come like this. And what, they can buy them on the website right now?
Yeah, so you can buy them online, or there are some wholesalers or retail locations as well.
Anybody locally sell it?
Quite a few. We have some set up at the farmer's market on Saturdays. Vanderbilt.
I was just there.
Joey Bananas is there. Yeah. Joey McKenna, you got to see Vader.
Okay,
He's a great guy. Has an amazing view on life.
There's a few chiropractors. There's a few shops opening now. The goal wasn't necessarily products on shelves.
It was to
make sure that what we were doing was correct. We wanted to make sure that we came to market with a different thought process and a different end game.
And what's the thought process?
Well, the thought process
is... Because I'm into marketing. This is what I do. I know what I'm talking about. Can you give me something I know I can work with, baby?
Perfect. So we have three levels. We have bioavailability, delivery systems, and then accessibility. So those three projects...
What is accessibility?
Accessibility is pricing, right?
Okay.
I mean, you walk into the store and you spend $150, $200 on a product, and I promise you that you're spending too much. This isn't how much it should be. So our products are priced according to how they should be.
Okay.
And that's a huge point. I mean, that you shouldn't have, these are things that should be in our daily diets.
Yeah.
So it shouldn't be a strain on your budget as well.
Right? It's like carrots.
Yeah. Right.
We should have kale and carrots.
Kale and carrots. Well, kale used to be just like the decor around the buffet. And at some point somebody was like, hey, I got a great idea. They can eat that.
And you just can't digest it.
And they started putting stuff
on it,
and they put it in a bowl, and they put it in the middle.
Is that how it happened? For
I
real?
Think so. Yeah, I mean, it was always like, no. You'd walk in,
he's
and you'd see the shrimp.
It really sounded like you were puzzling that together as the words were coming one after another.
No. I've seen this before. It used to be just like the around the shrimp.
Yeah, it was just the...
It sounds like you were there
for the garnish. It was the garnish.
And then somebody said...
And then it became the main event.
It was some...
That's the alfalfa?
Yeah.
No, that's the kale.
The kale. Yeah, that's right. Kale's terrible. I don't like kale.
I don't either.
Are you a fan of it?
No, not really.
It's got that weird crunch taste. Yeah. I'm not a fan.
Mm-mm.
I'm
going to digest
it. You're probably going to go Caesar salad if I get the choice.
It was the caterer.
You'll go romaine and iceberg, but kale's out.
No, the caterer. I swear, the caterer at one point. Once the caterer someday is a hero.
He kept it on the decor.
He said.
Probably was the caterer because the shelf life of kale is much longer than the shelf life of iceberg and romaine.
I'm just saying.
It's longer. It's probably a good 7 days.
I like how you didn't commit to the answer. You're like, it takes a while.
Well, I'm into this.
I appreciate you not BSing me.
When's the last time you heard a kale recall?
You could have gave me any.
Not note. Happening, right?
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. No one's not washing kale.
There's no kale crisis.
Yeah.
That's great. So accessibility. It's about price point. This needs to be in everybody's daily regimen. Needs to be in their pocketbook. There needs to be in their pocket. Needs to be on their kitchen sink. Needs to be in their athletic bag. So we need to make it so that it's affordable for everybody.
And who's doing the design? Because it's sexy packaging.
Oh. Yeah.
Is your wife in charge of that?
She's one of the heads. I think she gives final approval on almost all of it. Okay. So I don't want to take credit from everybody, but yeah, she does a lot of it.
She makes it all nice.
Yeah,
nice.
I mean,
that's the expression. Make it nice, nice.
If you walk into a smoke shop,
not like this.
Nice, or you walk into a vape shop, you can find these products. Nice, but a large majority of people who need these products don't want to walk into those places.
Right.
Not necessarily because the people there are bad people, but because the previous generation
is
nefarious. It's not correct. Something that they want to associate themselves with. So now you have this massive marketplace that's looking for something different that fits into their daily look.
Yeah.
Right. And that's where we're filling that space, where you have the sports market. We're doing things in more of an aggressive way. I want, we're trying to promote something like Bobby here. If anybody knows his past, he was a flashy player. We like finesse. We like flamboyance. We want you to be active. We want you to get out there.
Right.
We want you to run, be yourself, film yourself in the gym, do all that crazy stuff. That's where the world is going right now to self-growth, to building your own brand. So that's where the sport side is. And then obviously the lifestyle side is more of for everybody, right?
Yeah.
Your grandparents, your aunts, your uncles, kind of it fits on everybody's kitchen sink.
So I have ADD, and
join the group, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, what's it feel like?
So is this benefit me in any way with that, or how does that work?
The science behind what we can actually say and the rules behind that are few, right?
Okay.
We can't officially say it would help with that. What it helps me with, it helps me kind of get a calm, but not in a calm in like most people that have taken these products say it would put you to sleep. If you do puff this before bed, it'll put you to sleep.
Yeah.
Your body's creating melatonin already. That's what this does. It helps your body create more of what it's doing.
Okay.
So, but if you take this before a competition or a workout and your adrenaline's going, what it does for me, it gives me a bit of a calmness, but like a peak athletic calmness where I still have that switch and I'm still ready. I'm not drowsy, but it helps with that as well. So ADD, it could help you, get a little bit, release that cloud a bit.
Maybe more focus.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
My issues were anxiety. I had really bad anxiety and I didn't know what they were at the time. That's when I met Taryn. And for me, the vape is, I take tincture in the morning and tincture at night. That's my recipe.
What's it called? Tincture?
Tincture is the one under the tongue. So I find that to be like a balance. It helped.
Yeah.
I was prescribed Xanax. And it's not something I really wanted to go after and be on for a long time. And
right.
I got diagnosed with it. I was at 31. You do the math. I hopefully get to 70 at least.
Yeah.
It's a long time to be on that. So I was really, my dad taking pain relievers for 25 years, knowing medicine. I didn't want to go down that route.
Right.
Very kind of determined. And it was very fortunate that I ran into these guys at the time I did. Anyways, the vape for me is, I describe to people like someone that has allergies, they have an EpiPen. For me with anxiety, I have these weird triggers like cold hands, my breathing starts changing. Sometimes I'm driving and my wife will be like, "You okay?" And she can hear it coming. The vape gives me a chance to like get in there before it was like a Xanax. As soon as that happened, I'd pop a Xanax. I'd have to, just because I'd go into a tailspin of this weird anxiety attack and I'd have to like rush home, get in whatever, a comfort place.
Yep,
for me, having the vape on me gives me like a combatant all day long. So as soon as I start feeling my hands get clammy, I'm like, I'll just start pounding it. So
when problem. I mean, a lot of people have the same problem. So
a lot of people do. So that's
way.
What we, I don't want a lot of people, also we talk about on the boxing, there's dosages, but that's for, affordability as well. You can't tell everybody, hey, hammer this 30 times a day, they're going to be out of it in a day,
right,
or whatever, 2 days, 3 days supply, right?
And so that's refillable or no?
These are one-time use.
Shot.
So yeah,
use it up.
We're the like I said, the large group that needs these products or hasn't been shown these products, they're first customers, right? So
They're
not going to go to a store, pick up a cartridge, go get a battery, screw it together, charge
correct.
It. This is you buy it, you use it, you throw it away.
Exactly.
Really easy. That. So this is kind of just to make sure that learning curve isn't so massive.
Okay.
Because it's
hard. Well, guys, I learned some stuff today. It was really great. I appreciate it. It was good to meet you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having us.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Hey, has anybody told you to make a CBD vodka today?
No, yeah, should we do that?
Am I the first?
Guys, this is the Captain's Log, and Veda, how do I get
Veda?
Veda. Veda on Instagram, right?
Veda, at Veda ECN on Instagram, which is Veda Endocannabinoid Nutrition, and at Veda _sport is our sport product.
And get some stuff. You're going to have a good time.
Absolutely.
It's going to make you feel better.
Balance out.
Thank you. Thank you for your time. I learned a lot, guys.
I'm
it's happy. The Captain's Log, and we're out.
Wait, we should hit the vape stuff.
You can. Go ahead.
Sign off?
See, yeah, I guess. You might as well. These guys are... It's crazy.